day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, 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 isn't this a message from the heart? Have a listen to this. This has come off Facebook. And it reads, "The end of an era, generational fishing families exterminated under ALP." Now, the headline reads, "The Last Supper." "I write this with a heavy heart," writes Shane Snow, veteran fisherman, 40 years. "I write this with a heavy heart as a depressed, disillusioned barramundi fisherman of some 40 years. I also write this on behalf of fishers that are too mentally traumatised from what's been done to our industry to be able to write this themselves or even talk about what's going on. My heart goes out to you all. I don't even know where to start with this post. How did we go from where we were as a strong, proud industry when I was a kid, starting out barra fishing, to where we are now with toxic political agendas that are making life-changing decisions with next to zero input from industry, people in positions of power, entrusted to manage our fisheries with ideals that are philosophically opposed to our industry? Where did it all go so horribly wrong? In a few days, November 1 actually, this week, we will witness the extinction of the East Coast barramundi fishery as we know it." Now, he goes on to say this: "I haven't always been a Gulf barra fisherman. I grew up and started barra fishing on the East Coast on the Mary River, Harvey Bay area, in a fishery that was only ever an incidental catch fishery for barra alongside king salmon. The net fishers of that area pioneered a barra stocking program in the early 1990s to make the fishery what it is today, no different to other areas where the commercial fishers have aided and helped fund barra stocking, only to have it now all being forcibly taken away from us. I ask, what has our industry done wrong? We've gone over and above, decade after decade, working with Fisheries Queensland, developing environmental management systems, endangered species awareness courses, our own best management practices, 3-month spawning closures for barra every year, massive areas being turned into net-free zones, going to zoning and quotas. Stocks are accredited sustainable by FQ, to name just a few of the hoops my industry has jumped through over the decades. Again, I ask, what have we done wrong? The short answer is we've done nothing wrong. In my personal opinion, government has been infiltrated by radical conservationists, and my industry is being offered up as the low-hanging fruit of a primary industry. When we have a senior fisheries manager in a meeting saying to me, 'This is out of our control due to outside influences,' well, what chance has our industry got? We're not being consulted, but rather insulted every time any one of us deal with fisheries management or step into a working group meeting." He goes on to say this to Shane Snow: "My heart especially goes out to the younger entrants into our fishery who will be exterminated with the resumption on the EC of the N2, the barramundi licence. I know where their headspace is. I know where their headspace is at, and it's a terribly debilitating place to be. Us older fishers are in the same headspace too. Grown men and women, proud and tough people. On the phone to me in tears, recent attempted suicides, and yet this callous government continues to march forward with their extermination plan, all to gain potential votes. The seafood consumer has been ignored in all of this as well. They have only felt the small bite so far, but the big chew's coming hard and fast as of the next few days. Legacy family businesses that have supplied fresh fish to the public for a century or more, exterminated for potential votes. Our men and women that went to war to fight and die for this once beautiful country, to keep us free and give us choices, would turn in their graves at the forced resumption that is facing fishing businesses right now. Disgusted, disillusioned, and depressed are understatements of how I feel about the treatment of our fishing industry that is about to be gutted." Shane Snow, QSIA Vice President, ends this message with these words: "The end of an era. I've got Shane on the line, actually, but from a fisherman of all those years and Vice President Queensland Seafood Industry Association. Good morning, Shane. Congratulations on that message.
Morning, John. Happy to be here, mate.
Gee, straight from the heart, wasn't it? Straight from the heart.
Yes, that's what we do. Essentially, you know, with fellas like myself, there's plenty of veteran fishermen out there. This is what we do. We, you know, we do it for a variety of reasons. Choose our fishing career, and we've only ever spoken from the heart. And when you and when you've jumped through every single hoop that's been thrown at you over the years by management and governments, it's a very bitter pill to try and swallow when they take it all away from you anyway.
Trying to understand the motivation for it. You write here in this missive, legacy family businesses that have supplied fresh fish to the public for a century or more, exterminated. Then you say these three words, for potential votes. Whose potential votes are they trying to win?
Well, the problem we've got here, these have come about because of a commitment by the federal Environment Minister, a commitment to UNESCO to hopefully or potentially save the Great Barrier Reef from being put on the endangered list.
No.
Now, industry's huge question and statement has been, when you're netting in a river or a creek and you're, you know, 40 or 70 kilometres away from the Great Barrier Reef, you're catching barramundi and king salmon, estuarine inshore species, what bearing could that possibly have on the Great Barrier Reef?
Mm.
The only answer I can come up with is because we were low-hanging fruit in the primary industry tree, then we've been picked off and said, okay, we make this commitment, we'll take out the net fishermen, we'll take out the barramundi fishermen as one step towards leaving the GBR alone. So we're a political football again, John, as we have been for as long as I can remember.
See, from what you're saying, is a collusion in this particular matter between federal and state governments?
Yes. In my personal opinion, I think that's what is going on. You know, whenever I've asked the question, why is this happening, when I've asked it to the Fisheries Department, then they say, well, it's not us, it's the Environment Department doing this. Take that to the State Environment Department. No, it's not us, it's the Federal Environment Department. And they just keep passing the buck, mate. But at the end of the day, our industry, businesses are collateral damage. The seafood consumer is collateral damage. The seafood culinary tourism industry is collateral damage. But nothing seems to be taken into account like this. It's all about getting runs on the board with UNESCO, from what I can gather.
No, exactly. This is both at federal and state level, fundamentally pandering ultimately to the United Nations.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God.
And you know, our good people, our good generational people are just getting thrown on the scrap heap, put on the burn pile, and, you know, it really pains me to say, John, but there's a lot of people that are in a terrible, terrible headspace as we speak.
Yeah.
In recent weeks, we've had suicide attempts.
Oh, really?
Things like that. We've got you know, marriage breakups, we've got long-term relationship breakups where children are involved because of the stress created from this. We've asked repeatedly to different departments, just be honest with us, tell us what's coming. And the mantra, and I believe, in my personal opinion, I believe these managers all read out of the same bloody handbook. They're all given a script to read from the same generic answers. Nothing's been decided. Everything is on the table.
Mm.
I sit on one of the net fishing working groups, the Gulf of Carpentaria one myself, and I've heard this story out of just about every working group, East Coast Net Working Group, Crab Working Group, Line Working Group, Trawl Working Group. The same generic phrases are used, and it doesn't matter what proactive ideas we come up with, what, you know, some devastating restrictions that we are going to be forced to accept. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
It all comes down to what I believe has been a preconceived agenda from day one. nothing changes. No. I don't even know why we attend these working groups. Departments reckon they value our input. And then at the end of the day, you've got a fisheries manager in a working group said to me and the rest of the room just recently that this is out of our control due to external factors or outside influences. And what I didn't put in that post was the rest of that statement was, so let's just get this done, let's rip the Band-Aid off. That's what I didn't put in that post. Now, I don't class the extermination of generational fishing businesses and legacy fishing businesses as trivial as ripping a Band-Aid off.
Mm.
This is not only our businesses and our legacy to hand to our children. This is the mental torture and the gaslighting. You often hear Minister Ferner make the statement, this is for our children and our grandchildren. Our children and our commercial children and grandchildren any less important?
Well,
are the children of seafood consumers any less important?
No, here we go. It's this new woke madness that's taken hold of Australia. Can I just ask you, though, about, do you have any defence mechanism? Do you have any opposition, for example, at federal level, either the federal Liberal Party LNP or the state LNP in opposition? Does anyone represent you on the floor of Parliament, federal or state level?
On that side of it, the only people that have gone to bat for us to date, and they've gone to bat for us heavy duty, and I say thank you from the heart, is the Catter Party. You've got people like Nick DiMeo and Robbie Catter and now new people that have been endorsed to run for the next election. They have been helping behind the scenes over and above. We've just had LNP come out recently that have passed a motion to hopefully turn into policy to try and turn back some of this madness. But up until that, mate, we've had nothing. We've had nothing at all. You know, I've spoken to numerous ALP ministers and you know, shadow ministers and things like that, and some of these people I've classed as good mates all my life, or most of my life. They know it's wrong, but they won't cross the floor. They really? Won't go against party policy.
Isn't that pathetic? Wouldn't you think they'd govern from the heart? God.
Yeah, you would think so. I thought I've had this naive notion all my life that when you're elected as a local member or a minister or whatever, you are there in the interest of the people and you are there to carry their wishes forward. Yes. Well, from that post I put up yesterday on the QSIA Facebook page alone, there's been over 900 shares since yesterday afternoon. Now, those numbers are unprecedented. You know, I implore ministers and the Fisheries Department, have a look at that post. The people are speaking as we talk right now. The people are voicing their opinion. They are voicing their support. Has everybody got it wrong?
God, that's amazing. 900 in what, 24 hours?
About 20 hours, mate. Over 900 in 20 hours. That's one page alone. There's another page that it was shared to late in the afternoon. Mm. They've got a couple of hundred shares. God. It's gone viral, mate. It's everywhere.
Wonderful.
And the average consumer, the seafood consumer, they are speaking with their support. Now, surely any politician in their right mind would take a look at that and say, well, geez, there's something wrong here. People are speaking out against it.
Exactly.
Did we learn nothing from the recent referendum?
Exactly.
People have spoken.
They are more than speaking. They are screaming their support for people like, Shane, this has been remarkable. Keep fighting. There's so much at stake for all of us as a community. Keep fighting.
It's not only our businesses, generational business, John, it's the domino effect. You know, I did up a summary of businesses that I shop at annually. And just me with my boat, my operation, I shop at 104 businesses annually. It's the domino effect.
Mm.
I've got that many letters of support from businesses saying, we need you people in the community. You're a valued part of our community, both socially and economically.
Mm.
It's the domino effect. And we're going to be left with boats, we're going to be left with nets, we've got stranded assets. Mm. You know, life's work, purpose-built plant machinery, walk-in freezer rooms, cold rooms, things that you can't just sell to the general public. We've got nets, we've got purpose-built boats, the whole nine yards.
Yes.
What do we do with that?
Well, Sean, I've got to say you've spoken very, very powerfully today. Congratulations and thanks for sharing this information with us. We'll hang in there and stay in touch. Shane Snow on the line. He's the veteran fisherman, 40-plus years, and more importantly, Vice President, Queensland Seafood Industry Association.